This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A strong earthquake has shaken Taiwan, damaging buildings in a southern city and creating a tsunami that washed ashore on Japanese islands. A five-story building in a lightly populated area appeared heavily damaged, collapsing its first floor and leaving the rest leaning at a 45-degree angle. In the capital, Taipei, tiles fell from older buildings and within some newer office complex. The Japan Meteorological Agency said a tsunami of 30 centimeters was measured on one southern island. The White House said on Tuesday it wants answers after the deadly strike on aid workers in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen.
National Security spokesman John Kirby notes the Israelis say the strike was a mistake and have already started investigating what happened. Kirby worries the killings will make it less likely other aid groups will keep working to get food into Gaza.
Which means it's more likely that the people of Gaza are going to just suffer all the more. So yes, it's a concern.
The White House says President Biden called World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres to say he's grieving with the entire organization. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday attacks on aid workers in Gaza was unconscionable.
It demonstrates yet again the urgent need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and the expansion of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
WCK said they'd been traveling in two armored cars emblazoned with the charity's logo. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday the airstrike mistakenly killed